trying to deep my hole. I got my baby and surrounded friends of mine. It's beer time. It's beer time.
Welcome back. 10:38. We'll talk more about the Razorbacks' big win last night. And look, I mean, we're not going to sit here and pretend like they beat Florida last night or Duke. That was Miami that beat Duke last night. But a win is a win, and a win of that impressive nature is hard to come by, as Pat was pointing out, especially in a conference game. So you got to take them where you get them. I mean, it's not like they were playing a, you know, a Division II school or one of the lesser thans of one of the mid-major conferences. That was a significant victory over a conference opponent. A conference opponent that's just looking for answers, without a doubt, but nevertheless.
Well, they're behind a couple years, man.
You know who I saw this morning? I saw Crazy Mike popped in today. He's going to come up next week, I think. And Crazy Mike's actually working on a little expansion project. So, you know, if you've ever gotten over to Crazy Mike's and you've seen they got most of their seats filled up, I've been there in that situation. It's certainly worth waiting in line for an opportunity to eat what Crazy Mike's going to turn out from that kitchen of his, but he's going to have an opportunity to get more folks seated in there, hopefully in the not-too-distant future. Tonight's all you can eat wings, so if you're thinking about some wings, tonight would be a great night to go to Crazy Mike's, and we still need to go do the wing challenge over there. And over 10 lunch specials every day as well, and those vary, so you'll have to pop in, and crawfish season will be here before you know it as well. I talked to him about that, and I know he's getting close to getting that going again. But you can get crawfish po' boys. I'm talking about the peel 'em and eat 'em, though. Those will be here in the not-too-distant future. Also, other po' boy sandwiches, if you're not a crawfish fan. You got gumbo. You've got crawfish bisque. All kinds of good stuff at Crazy Mike's. And if it's blackened, if it's fried, if it's grilled, if it's sometimes smoked, but not very often. Usually Crazy Mike has got you covered up. So call ahead if you're in a hurry. 501-907-MIKE, 907-6453. Brad Martin and Corey Biggs from the First Tee of Central Arkansas here. We're going to talk to him about a couple of cool things going on over there, and it's always fun. We start thinking about golf now, and I wish the weather was a little more golfish, but we can watch the guys in Hawaii fighting the big winds, and it's entertaining. Let me squeeze one call in here, and then we'll get into all that. Julius.
Hey, fellas. What's up?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, this is Julius from Pottsville, I believe.
You are?
I was wanting to know...
you believe?
Yeah. I was wanting to know if the guy there believes rattlesnakes should be used in schools and churches, and I'll hang up and listen.
That was a reference to Devin from yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
Did you hear he called the morning show today?
No. Mm-hmm. No, what'd he say?
He asked
Job.
How old's the earth? And he asked him if they would sacrifice their kids.
Wait, what did he say?
Same crap he asked us yesterday.
Oh, okay. Was it multiple choice? Because those are tough questions.
Those are our whole...
He asked me about the burning bush. What else did he ask me?
I don't even remember what year Arkansas became
a state. He asked if Noah brought plankton on the ark. How am I supposed to know? Wasn't it a flood? Isn't plankton in
the water, yeah.
He didn't have to worry about the
fish.
That's
what I'm thinking, yeah. I don't think he probably had, like, sharks and... No. I mean, the sharks and the rhinoceros would never get along.
Not only that, you don't have to worry about it when it's flood.
Right.
Things in the water anyway.
Yeah, things that can swim are
they
all
were
cool.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all good.
God had no problem with them.
No. It's cool. Yeah, I think...
just knuckleheads like us he had a problem with.
Yes. That's exactly right. Okay, on to other things. Welcome back.
How
you guys?
What's up, guys?
Been?
Great. Glad to be here.
You guys look great. Man.
You guys really missed some interesting calls yesterday. The 2013 Natural State Golf Trail Passport is out, and it comes with a free autographed picture of Mike Beebe. So, no extra charge for that, which is good. I still have not played with a governor. Governor, since you're not listening, if anybody on the governor's staff is listening, that is one of my goals for 2013 is to get the governor out for at least 9 holes this year.
Certainly at the First Tee as well.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
If we can help you out there, let us know.
Look, as 9-hole tracks go, you got the best one around, so we know that. I still, you know what, another goal of mine is I haven't played the par 3 course yet.
Oh,
day at the Masters. Day at the Masters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so let's talk about what's coming up here.
Well, we got classes that are starting back this week. That's kind of our winter block of classes. We're going to start that on Saturday, and that runs, it really starts the beginning of classes that run all the way through December.
For the little people?
For the little people, you got it.
What's the age group?
3 all the way up to 17, 18.
And how much is that?
It's right now $200 for the whole year. That gets you unlimited access to after-school and weekend classes from now, like I said, all the way through December. And it's also unlimited use of the facilities. None of our members... youth members or adult members, for that matter, ever pay for a green fee. They never pay for a range ball. Unlimited youth.
That's cool.
Great deal.
That is a good deal. Okay. I'm thinking about getting my little one in on this year. The older one does not show much interest in golf. The little one's kind of into whatever, so we're going to point him in the right direction.
You got to seize that opportunity.
I'm going to give my little one the opportunities that I had but didn't take advantage of. I'm going to nudge him a little bit. I'm not going to push him. But I want him to learn to play piano, and I want him to learn to play golf at a younger age. Because I didn't pick it up until I was about probably 12 or 13, and I still have never figured
the
it
piano,
out.
The piano, huh?
No golf.
I'd love to see you belt one out right now. Elton John. Come on, Liberace. Let me see what you got.
Why do I have to be Liberace and Elton John? Why can't I be Billy Joel?
First of all, you're not built to be a great pianist.
How do you know
those
that?
Long fingers.
Hey, have you seen Billy Joel? His hands are fatter and shorter than mine.
Hey, he's got small keys, though. See? He's got a little tiny piano.
That's right. That's not
yeah,
true.
It's true.
No, it isn't.
Fine. Compare his to Liberace's next time. See which one's bigger.
I've never seen Liberace's piano. Well, only on TV. It's not a euphemism.
Trying to keep this
Pat.
A family
it's
show.
It's not a euphemism. The bottom line is, these are good things, and I want to get him involved.
Nah, hey, I'm playing. You know, I took a piano class in college. I got a B. Yeah. True, that's a true story.
These athletes getting away with piano classes in college.
He also had an A+ in underwater basket weaving. It's fantastic.
That doesn't even exist. Trust me. I looked for it.
I guarantee
Nowhere
you.
Does that exist.
What was the dumbest class you took your whole career?
Ballroom dancing.
Okay.
What did I take?
I'm more into ballroom drinking than ballroom dancing, but how'd you do
it? No, I didn't take that. I forget that.
But that was
I think
class?
I signed up for it, but I never went.
Okay.
I took...
Still got a B.
The dumbest class I ever took, seriously, physics. It was the stupidest class.
Come
it makes
on.
No sense.
Well, it doesn't
it's
make
right
sense
up there with geology.
Well, we don't understand that stuff, but I'm saying for like silliness as far as like just totally ridiculous classes.
Yeah, physics.
Okay, stop.
Okay.
All right, you know what? Golf has a lot to do with physics.
It does. It's
that's why we don't.
But you don't
it.
Have to understand physics.
Gravity and all of that good stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. We got a better chance of closing our eyes and swinging than actually thinking about the shot.
Okay, sorry, we get a little distracted. Back to business. Go on with what else we got happening here.
Well, as classes are starting back, you know, it's the time of year where we start planning for all of the fun events that obviously get folks out there and show them a good time, but also benefit and support our programs and our facility. And the Passport right here is a big part of that. We got 7 courses all around the state, and they're going for $100, and that'll be going on throughout the whole year. They're good for the whole year. It's one free round of golf for you and a companion at each of those 7 courses. And then,
great
of
deal.
Course, we're also planning events. And this year we've got our 5th annual day at the Masters, which is a par 3 tournament. So great time to get out there if you've not played the par 3 course. It's 2-person teams, and it's on Thursday, April the 11th. It always coincides with the first round of the Masters. And we'll have some of our youth ambassadors out there caddying for the folks. It's a great way to interact with some of our kids and see the impact that we're making on them. And, of course, the whole day is Masters themed. You get that day's round on the big screens. You get Masters-themed meals, little sandwiches and things like that, just like you're right there on the grounds at Augusta, and an auction and a banquet that evening, and it's a great time. This year, we're actually doing something different because we had such an overwhelming response to last year's event, the 4th one, that we are having an azalea dinner on March the 8th this year. And for $30, you get a catered steak dinner with all the fixings, and you can also claim a $10 discount on your registration for your team at a day at the Masters. We're trying to lock people in early so that there's not so many folks fighting over those last few spots in the tournament this year. And it's something for the non-golfer as well.
And that's going to be at the facility, though, the Azalea dinner?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
Great time.
Good deal. Okay, so how do we go about getting in on the Azalea dinner and the day at the Masters?
Well, we've got tickets that are on sale now and registration that is wide open, and you can do that by coming to visit us just off of South University right behind the Steve Landers dealership. You can also give us a call at 501-562-GOLF. That's 562-4653. Or visit our website. It's thefirsttar.org, all spelled out.
You guys open now?
We are wide open.
How many days did you have to shut down for the weather?
Brad, how many do you think it was?
Probably about 10 days. We didn't have any play with the snow and everything.
Is that pretty average each winter?
Yeah. We've had some really good weather.
Last winter was pretty amazing.
Prior to Christmas, it was pretty nice. It's been a little chilly since, but we had a good fall time. Certainly, greens are awesome. We changed over from the bent grass to Champions Bermuda, and really good, and we look forward to a great season on those, but they're really good right now.
They do really well in the winter. That'll save you guys a pile of money and maintenance too, for sure.
Yeah,
so.
And we were just having trouble keeping them alive during the heat. You know, our summers have been getting really hot out there, and we grew them in during the hottest part of last summer, and they just thrived in the heat. So we're excited about summertime, and classes. We've already got about 200 kids already signed up as members for the winter classes, and that's exciting. We haven't had that many before, you know, in the past, and so we look forward to growing into the summertime. And we got our middle school league coming up, which will run from the middle of March to the middle of May, where another 100 kids will be involved in the programming 3 days a week. So we're still doing a lot of outreach. We go to the Little Rock Air Force Base, do some stuff with some kids that have deployed parents. Mm-hmm. We still are outreaching to the Western Hills Elementary School that borders our property, do mm-hmm. about 200 kids over there over wow. the year long. So we're excited about the season coming along. And like I said, it's only like, 100 days till the Masters or so. Yeah. We're excited yeah. about having that event at first tee, you know, being able to interact with the kids. The kids love coming out and seeing the sponsors and meeting friends, and we look forward to that very much.
You guys, as far as the classes go, I was going to ask too, I'm assuming you got kids that sometimes they'll make it, sometimes they won't, and you got the big age variety. How do you, I guess, cater to individual kids when they're at different levels and they're coming in week to week and it's not like they're consistently there every week?
Right, it's a multi-level program, and you know, this isn't a sprint, it's a marathon, so you can miss classes and still be able to jump back in, and we want you to run through where you get all the classes at a certain level, but certainly as we go through the player level, the beginning level is a lot of information, so you're getting a lot of things about etiquette, rules, how we play, why we play, what club does this, what club does that. So that's kind of a long encompassing class. And mm-hmm. then once they step to the next level, which is par class, which I'm the leader of that instruction because it's very fundamental based, we're really going to work really hard on their golf swing to be able to hopefully when they leave that par class that they can walk to the first tee at a golf course where they don't know anyone, shake somebody's hand, get around the golf course in a timely fashion, have fun and interact with someone else and work as a team to get around the golf course and understand the rules of play and the etiquette that they need to have to get around. So by the time you get to this third level, the birdie level, we should be able to go play a little tournament golf, you know, go out there in the summertime and play on some of the little junior tours that are available to them. So it's a process, you know, it's a multi-year process. Mm-hmm. And so that's why, you know, when the younger I get a child at the first tee, the better they're going to be. Mm-hmm. 5 and 6 year olds, we have about 30 5 and 6 year olds that I teach at 1 o'clock on Saturdays. And it's amazing how good their golf swings are. They're so sponge-like. They're learning so much. Their brain is just intaking information so easily. You demonstrate in front of them, they get it. And the quicker we get them doing it correctly, the better they're going to be in the future. Mm-hmm. And you can see these kids that have – I've been there for about 5 years now, and so I've seen some kids grow through to that tournament process. And they're just going to be golfers for the rest of their life, and they're going to be good golfers as well. It's fun stuff.
I wish I would have gotten in on that earlier. Oh, well, it's never too late.
Never too late.
Every time I go over there, Brad shows me something that I find to be very helpful. So I do need another chipping lesson, though. It's time to come back. And you do adult lessons, too?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. 562-4653, right?
You got it.
All right.
562.